Back to old school with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
All right, man. What up? We are back. J Foreman, Austin Orman, old school. We are live from the complex, 1555 Yolanda Avenue. Again, brand new boxing facility. The complex in the building formerly known as Champion Fund Center. Newly renovated 17,000 square feet with a maximum capacity of 1,800. Food and alcohol options are available. They have their first big event, the Prospects at the complex. Doors open at 6 p.m., first bell at 7 p.m. Our own Derek Pearson is the announcer. You can purchase tickets at thecomplexlincoln.com. I had Clyde on before, and, you know, about the stuff they're doing. So, you know, a lot of good things going on here, out here for the youth. And, you know, he just came out. I'm going to talk to him a little bit, try to spread some wisdom. But I think they got it going on pretty good because they got good leadership. They're leading from example, but then also they're taking pride in their work. And so it's going to be, you know, exciting come Saturday, you know, Memorial Day weekend, but then also the first one. Is going to have a big attendance.
Any of your teammates in college or the pros would have made good boxers?
I know, well, Bruce Smith would have just because of the reach and, you know, the power I'm sure that he had and all that stuff and the ability to, you know, play the whole game in the football. But I'm sure some of them DBs could throw hands a little bit.
At least tell you they would.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't see anybody, but I'll just say if I had to bet, you know, say somebody like Bruce Smith is just – you know, just and then you had some guys that are just heavy-handed and stuff like that that probably could, you know, pack a punch. But, you know, the things that boxing does, I think even I remember reading something where even Ray Lewis did, you know, put boxing and boxing training into his off-season program. And I think it wasn't just a fad, and it came, you know, a lot of guys do it now. And look, the cardio that you get in to, you know, go into a fight is – like no other. Mm-hmm. And that's why I asked Clyde about it. Like, man, you train 3-4 months. You know, he's at 110 days. Mm-hmm. That's over 3 months making a sacrifice.
For a fight,
which, you know, it takes a lot of willpower to do so. And it's a whole team, wife, kids. He's got to, you know, be away from his family when you're training. You're up every morning getting in 5 miles. I don't know how long. It take me forever to run 5 miles. He's up doing it at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Every day.
That takes discipline. Mm-hmm. And
like is not motivation, discipline.
Yeah, and that's the difference. And and that's where, you know, I think things get, you know, a little bit lost in whether it's football, basketball, boxing, tennis, golf. We had the big golf PGA Championship, you know, this weekend where everybody's motivated at the beginning when it's fun. But are you disciplined to continue to do it when things get hard or under pressure? And the only way that you do that is making a sacrifice and also making a commitment. And it's not only a commitment physically, it's a commitment mentally. You know, you got to be somebody that, you know, has got to love, you know, what you're doing. And then also you got to be willing to fail. And, you know, failure cannot be the end-all, be-all. It's got to be a learning experience. And the greatest thing that they're doing with these you know, young men and women is they're teaching them the discipline. So even if they have to, you know, they get the short end of the stick on the card and don't get a decision, they didn't lose that fight. Yes, they lost in the win and loss, but they're learning from it because mm-hmm. there's something that they could maybe go back to and add into their training to possibly lead them to a victory, you know, down the road if they're able to fight the same opponent at a later date.
That's just the thing, right? The familiarity with not just the sport of boxing, but how often do you see a common opponent, right?
Right.
They get you the first time. Are you going to be disciplined enough to learn? Are you going to, you know, throw in the towel and say, ah, well, I was rigged. It was scored wrong. I definitely landed a couple more punches here. Ref gave him too long to stand back up, gave him 12 instead of 10. The discipline is, hey, that stinks. Maybe I was shorted, but I want to see this guy again. I'm going to do everything in my power to see this opponent again. And when I do, I'm going to leave no doubt. Yeah. Right? Not leave it in anyone else's hands but my own too.
Yeah, one of the things that's really cool is they have the accountability piece, right? Mm-hmm. You know, if you're getting in trouble, you're not getting hitting your marks grade-wise, you know, you can't come in. And so you're having that you know, that positive and negative outcomes based on your own behaviors that you can control. Mm-hmm. They're not asking you or telling you need to be a, you know, straight A student. What they're doing is, like, you need to try and be committed to being the best that you can be so you can be the best boxer that you can be here. And, you know, they all go together. And, you know, that's the great thing that they're doing. They're doing a really good thing out here in a great building that a lot of people know where it's at. So hopefully everybody comes Saturday are taking a trek out here because it's going to be exciting. Because, listen, you know, Clyde being 50-4, he's very humble. And, you know, he can throw hands. For a man that drives all the way out to Ord, Nebraska to get some work in, is about that life and it's going to be action. You can tell he's excited, you know, about this boxing game.
I wish I'd be able to be in town to watch him because, again, super great dude, super right. humble. But, you know, with some athletes, there's a switch that flips,
yeah.
right? You
oh,
get
yeah,
in the
you,
ring.
Yeah.
Right, he talked about that first round kind of downloading information. When he has that synthesized, I'm sure he becomes a whole new person.
Right.
But, right, and that's just such an incredible transformation to witness in real time. I didn't know that side of that guy existed.
Right, yeah, and that's what you got to do to be a competitor. I mean, he's there to win, and he's there to be the best that he can be. I think it's really cool that he has a basketball background.
Mm-hmm.
So he knows he's taking things that he learned of being a college basketball player and playing pros to take that into – starting out being an amateur, now a professional boxer. And then also, what really, what like you said, you got Bud Crawford in the state and some other really good pros, you know, raising the bar. And he's right there with them. It presents opportunities, but also presents a lot of pressure. And you can't deal with pressure, again, unless you're disciplined. And he has a ton of discipline to make that sacrifice. I don't know if I could eat right for let alone 110 days, let alone 110 minutes.
That part.
And also, you know, you got to give a shout out. You said he mentioned his wife, where she, you know, he's letting her know what he needs, and he's making sure she's making sure, excuse me, that the meals are prepped. He's able to come and do everything he needs to do for the youth with a clear head, and it's also big of him also to split, you know, his proceeds to nonprofits, right? Southside Boxing, and obviously the Boys and Girls Club of Lincoln. So
bring Coach Clyde on as an assistant next year
For basketball.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, he definitely brings,
you know,
an edge. Yeah, they might like his voice better than other. I think he just, you know what I'd do? I said, man, listen, if you don't start talking on defense or hedging on defense or running some good offensive sets, I'm gonna make you go to a 30-second sparring match with him.
Oh
I
boy!
Think I think we'll
none
get
of them last 30.
Yeah, so we'll get it. So it's great out here, man, and they got a lot of young guys. Everybody's working. Everybody's committed to the process and what they're getting into. And, you know, it's a great thing going on out here.
Anyway,
Austin, I just caught a little yawn in here. You know, long weekend for me. One thing I wanted to ask you about, I heard you and Strick talking about it, is Scottie Scheffler getting arrested. I should probably be arrested for yawning live on air like that, but I'm
excited. Might not exciting enough for you, Jay.
No, you are.
All the big timers leave and you're stuck with little old me.
No. I thought, you know, when you read something, I thought it was a joke.
I did too.
Right?
Yeah.
I was like, that can't be real. But then it was real.
Of all people, Scottie Scheffler.
That's the least person that you would think of that would ever escalate. Like, I got to arrest this guy.
It wasn't John Daly. It wasn't Bryson DeChambeau.
Right.
It wasn't, you know, Rory finally having that mental break that seems like is coming. Scottie Scheffler?
Yeah.
Arrested?
Yeah, arrested. Mugshot.
And orange jumpsuit and all?
The worst part was, like, the one dude said, you want the full experience? I mean, are you kidding me? Like, I'm trying to win a major here. I'm trying to create history.
Yeah.
And you're asking me if I want to be in here messing around with you guys because I drove on the side of the road? But that's just the way that golf is right now. Everything that for the last, two or three years, I don't think – I'm going to ask you this. I don't know how big a golf fan – I don't think golf will ever recover from this.
From the live stuff? I think that's when it started, right?
Yeah, the live stuff, this, you know, with the feeling, the gambling and all that. I don't think it'll ever get back to – because I think this is always where I talked about where the NFL has done a really good job.
Mm-hmm.
They have a huge part of the market share of the viewing in the brand. And then they found different ways to continue to incrementally increase it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some of the things they don't do is, like, they should probably do some more for benefits and all that, and then they take the hit on there. Whereas golf, it didn't even matter. You know, you had the Tiger effect. Then he, you know, obviously had some injuries. But then you had people to kind of take it and usher in. You had Jordan Spieth emerging, Justin Thomas. You had it. It was in great hands, Dustin Johnson. And then all of a sudden, poof, gone. It has lost credibility.
It absolutely has. And I think golf has always had a bit of an image issue to some degree, right? I mean, I think when it started, like, you know, over in Europe or whatever, it was approachable. It's a ball and a stick and a hole. But then I think when it migrated to America, that's where a lot of the image started. Yeah. You think of the Open, you can only call it that. It's really hoity-toity and all the history at Augusta, the stuff massive, like that.
Yeah, not even, you know, allowing some professional African-American golfers to even play on the same course, all that. And it was so much later than all the other sports, they still weren't recovering from that, you know. And the way – and let's be honest, all the golfers that have been, up until Liv made all the money off of Tiger Woods.
Right.
Off of Tiger Woods. Then they wanted to be paid as – essentially football players, like you know, and that's not what golf was built on. Now, is there probably a happy medium? I'm sure, but it never was a partnership to do it, and now you're trying to do it, and I don't think it ever to get there, because remember you had the impromptu, we have an agreement, and it was supposed to be by December 31st.
Well, it's May.
It's May.
It's almost June. A week and a half.
And nothing's happened, and now you have Rory off the advisory board.
Was that a him decision or a PGA decision? Because if it's Rory, I absolutely love that. If Rory made that call, I love that. Like, that man got put through the ringer, right? He was obviously never Tiger level, but Rory is an all-time great golfer.
Yeah.
All-time great dude, right? Yeah, he has his flaws, you know, on the game, but Rory in the game of golf is pretty universally respected, right? That's why the PGA went to him as that spokesman. And then they did that man so dirty.
They did everybody dirty, but he went to bat for the PGA Tour
for years.
For years, you know, against Liv, and he said he still feels the same. But he was out in the forefront when a lot of the other big name guys wouldn't say anything, and he was misinformed. He was out there doing it, and the people that were ushering him out there
weren't giving him the whole story.
Weren't giving him the whole story, and that's for the whole. You know, PGA, you know, roster, you know, and that's where the animosity starts, or, you know, where the animosity probably is. Now they're trying to play catch up. They're trying to have a partnership because they actually do need each other.
And
PGA. But now what can it be? I mean, because the products are so different, even though they both have great players on the tour.
It's a reckoning moment for them, but I like that you brought up, you know, LeBron in that conversation as well, because there will be another LeBron someday. So maybe not the exact same body style, but there is never going to be another one after MJ.
Right.
It took, you know, a few years of MJ and the Wizards and LeBron a few years to get going, but he was there, right? I don't know. I mean, obviously, Tiger is still in the picture, but he's fading out of the picture a lot quicker than LeBron has.
Yeah.
There was Palmer. There was Nicklaus. There was that run in the 80s of guys, a little bit in the 90s. And then here comes Tiger, you know, late 90s bursting onto the scene. There's going to be another one.
Right.
Golf has to figure its crap out, right? Get over any of the potential image issues that we were talking about. They have to get the money issue sorted out.
Yeah.
And if nothing else, pick a lane, right? Just go a direction and you can adjust. Trying to be stuck in the middle and please so many camps of people isn't going to work. Just pick a direction, go with it, set the environment for the next Tiger to grow up in, and then you can incubate that next Tiger just naturally.
Yeah, they have to make sure that they do it, because they're losing. I mean, when you look at the TV ratings, when you look at the respect factor, they are losing their ground in the piece of the pie, or whatever you want to call it, at a very high rate. And if you're not ready for it, if you're not working towards it, then you're going to have a lot of great young players in a great sport on the outside looking in. I mean, you got to think, you know, part of everybody's weekends was to watch at least, you know, the final, first of all, especially in the majors. I'm going to watch the major, or I'm going to at least watch the final round or the back nine. I've talked to a ton of people that where you don't even get together and do it anymore, and that lets you know where the state of golf, and there's still great players. There's still going to be great players coming up. But do you really trust that you're going to really see the best of the best? Because they're not going to play against each other sometimes. You're not going to – maybe you're play on one turn or one tour versus another. Are you really sharpened or you're not? Yes, you can do a little bit of something and have a off-season, silly season team thing with Liv and be obligated to play on each other's tour. But the people that so-called say they love the sport need to get together and act like they love it, because if they don't, you're going to mess around and be a sport that's going to be a also-ran. And there'll be a lot of great players whose legacies won't get fulfilled based on people that already have a ton of money that are doing it and thinking about it for themselves. And so that's where golf is. And the reason why Scottie Scheffler comes in, it's just the state of golf right now. Mm-hmm. When would a golfer ever get thrown into jail? I mean, the biggest thing was when Dustin Johnson was the clear-cut number one, the odds-on favorite to win the Masters, and he magically threw out his back, which we know, you know, was potentially something else. And that was a big deal. And then from there on, you know, Tiger won in 2000, just short time ago, 2019, mm-hmm. Great year, you know, probably the cement himself as the modern day best player ever. Obviously Jack Nicklaus might be the goat, where Tiger is the modern day goat, or however, whoever, you know, you want to rank him. But golf is in a unique state right now where sometimes when you want to be at the forefront with football, with basketball, with baseball, well, then some things start to happen magically, and you don't like being put on Front Street like that. And then you have your nicest player probably on the tour who just had a baby. Mm-hmm. Hey, you know, hey, do you remember, or you don't remember, but when you were about like 2 weeks old, do you know your dad got thrown into jail trying to go to work?
And still got out and shot 5 under an hour and a half later?
Yeah, I was stretching in jail, and I got a sandwich. And so life wasn't all bad. But
I think it's interesting, too, you bring that up, you know, what's at the forefront when we're in a boxing gym, right?
Yeah.
Think about early 1900s, 1920s boxing. Like, that was America.
Yeah.
And then you get 30s, 40s, 50s, there's baseball. 60s, 70s, there's a little bit of a shift, but still probably baseball. 80s and 90s, you get Magic and Bird, you get Jordan, and then that crop retires, and then here comes the NFL.
Yep.
Every sport has to be ready for its moment. I don't think golf is ever going to take over as the number one sport in America, but it won't always be football. Right? I know it seems like it right now, but it seems like Alabama was going to keep rolling forever.
Yeah.
Right? Guess what? Nick Saban retires. Football will always be popular. It might not always be number one.
Right.
Which sport is going to be the one that's ready to seize its moment? Which one is growing right now and ready in 15, 20, 50 years, whatever it is, to take that number one spot?
You know, the thing is like, are you ready to seize the moment or your bigger piece of the pie? But when can you really expect, or you could always forecast that you would get a Tiger moment?
Mm-hmm.
A Phil moment, a Dustin Johnson moment, a Jordan Spieth had a ton of them in major, mm-hmm. all right, in golf.
Yeah.
When was the last one? Yes, Rory played his tail off to win Wells Fargo. Xander won a major, his first one. It's hardly even talked about.
Right.
What are we talking about right now?
Scotty.
Ant-Man, right? Golf-wise, Scotty. Mm-hmm. But right now, the big news, Ant-Man and the Timberwolves on KG's birthday win a game 7, and the Indiana Pacers go in and kill Rico's Knicks. Right?
Dead. Curb
stuff. So, golf in a major isn't even on essentially the forefront of the first, the big sports thing. That lets you know how fast golf has fallen.
Mm-hmm.
And really, I think that there's a lot of, I bet you that even though there's still animosity deep down between, you know, between Liv and the PGA Tour, the sensible ones probably are saying, you know what, we could get to the same place financially if we actually had some compromise,
mm-hmm.
and we'd be in a better place. Because if you, the big thing about golf in any sport, and you think it would see it with Clyde Johnson, all this, is you want to pay it forward. You want to be able to leave a legacy to the ones that come up after you because of how hard it was for you, or potentially how hard it could be for them, and you want to lessen that burden, and golf is not doing that right now. So, anyways, we're going to take a quick break, come back, put a bow on this old school out here live at the complex. Jay Foreman, Austin Norman, we'll be right back.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.